the lawn.
With Dr. Tong. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. Dr. Tong is here to explain how his therapy, called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, can cure chronic degenerative ailments. Now, by cure, we mean that the NBE method can eliminate pain, fatigue, depression, asthma, sinus problems, bowel problems, and other symptoms you may have, as well as the need for endless therapy of any kind, such as drugs and even the NBE method itself. This is indeed a most astounding breakthrough in the past century of medicine. In the past, we've been proving this claim with remarkable cases, and we continue to confirm this most incredible advance every week with new cases. Today, we have a wonderful case of an 8-year-old boy who struggled with seizures, as well as a guest who traveled 6,000 miles from England to be treated for drug withdrawal symptoms from benzodiazepines. You don't want to miss the exciting stories this week. Now, for our new listeners, check out our website, www.drtong.com, that's drtong.com, to listen to our past shows. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to interrupt us during the show and call in at 1-800-227-KBRT. That's 1-800-227-5278 or 714-754-4150. Okay, before we start our show this week, I kind of want to recap a guest we had last week. If you guys heard our show last week, Dennis was on our show. Dennis had lymphoma. He has lymphoma, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. He went through aggressive chemotherapy treatments, 8 complete sessions, radiation. The radiation cooked his left lymph node in the leg, which caused his leg to swell 4 times the size of the normal size. It was filled with edema and fluids, and he couldn't walk. He was in pain. His tongue was so cooked from the radiation that he couldn't eat. And he had 2 treatments from Dr. Tong. Dr. Tong alleviated his pain. His leg started to drain, and he could walk. He came in to Dr. Tong's office in a wheelchair and walked out with a cane. But we do have some sad news. Dr. Tong, would you like to tell our listeners?
Yes. Unfortunately, Dennis passed away on Sunday night, the night after the interview. And I kind of, expected it a little bit because I knew, looking at him, his aura and so forth. But I could not know for sure. But in any case, I wish I have been able to get in touch with Treated Dennis a lot earlier.
Yeah.
His face would have been a lot different then.
Yeah.
And but anyway, our treatment gave him 4 days of relief. In fact, one thing that I noticed about Dennis is that he must have been a very, very popular and nice guy, because not only his whole family came during the 2 days a year, so many friends, some come from Fresno up in North California. I have never seen in my 20 years of medical career so many people come one time for one person.
Yeah.
And in fact, I received an email from one of his friends who requested to have a copy of the tape. You want to kind of read that?
Let me read it. This is from Dennis's friend. She emailed him the day after he died. Dear Dr. Tong, Dennis Foley was a dear friend of mine. Unfortunately, Dennis passed away the day after he aired on your February 3rd show. I talked to his wife, Linda, today, and she told me about the treatments Dennis had received earlier on the week at your office. Because of you, Dennis was able to spend his last few days with his family in a minimal amount of pain. Thank you so much for that wonderful gift. I would like to purchase 2 copies of the radio interview on Saturday you had with Dennis. It would mean so much. Thank you. Sincerely, Margaret.
Well, will give you the tape to you for sure. In fact, just a couple of points I want to make. You said how a person can be cured or not depends on the amount of energy still left in the body,
yeah.
And how complicated it. Okay.
Cases.
And for
Dennis's case.
Yeah, in Dennis's case is. The energy been draining from all the toxic treatment, the invasive and the harmful treatment, and the blocking the complication way too much. He doesn't have enough to recover.
Mm-hmm.
And I have cured cancer in the past. Unfortunately, most of my failure had to do with financial difficulties that insurance. The MDs and insurance do not allow this kind of treatment. In fact, the listeners might want to check out two cases that we did on patient interview under my website, www.drtong.com. On April 16th, one of the cases especially is younger case, and she's still living because now we got a lot more energy. An older person, again, you know, he came to me with colon cancer first, history of colon cancer, which was treated with surgery and chemotherapy, which caused loss of all his teeth, nausea, and a myriad of other symptoms, along with a stroke. So by the time later on the cancer metastasized to his lung because of a previous experience, he absolutely refused chemotherapy, and this time he came in to me with chest pain, shortness of breath, coughing up blood, copious amount of mucus and sputum, and within two or three treatments all his symptoms basically disappear. One of the markers for the cancer is called CEA, was 28, and he dropped down to 19, then 16, then 12. He stopped treatment, the CEA went up. He came back for treatment with the symptom, the CEA came down. Unfortunately, HMSM do not listen to you, medical review, he couldn't come for continued treatment. And a year later, June of last year, he passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he couldn't come back because insurance would not pay. And I think we really need to do public education, public awareness to change this sick system.
Mm-hmm. Well, in any case, to Linda Lee and her family, our condolences.
Yes.
We can tell that Dennis was a great man.
Yes.
We should get on with the show.
Okay.
We have a caller today. Let's talk to Sherry. Good morning, Sherry.
Hi, Irene.
Hi.
Good. How are you?
Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Dr. Tom.
Yes.
I'm so sorry to hear about Dennis. I had met his wife in the office when I was there.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Very sad.
Several of my patients, after hearing the show, wanted to meet him.
Well, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it's okay.
So
tell us up to MS.
Well, okay, I'll give you my update. I had called before, and I told you about my tumors, and the huge one on the side of my leg, which was 7x9, it is just about gone. And you can hardly see it now. It doesn't protrude even a half an inch like it did, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And my candida that I had when I looked about 7-8 months pregnant, my stomach now is down very much in comparison to what it was.
Fantastic.
Dr. Tong for that.
Yes.
And also, one of the new problems that I brought up to Dr. Tong was my right arm. I have both, in both arms, he's worked on my right though, and I told him I've had this problem since I was a teenager, and I'm 48 now, and I couldn't lift my arm just directly to the side, and he said, well, you'll be surprised how fast that I can fix this. And he worked on it one day, and I could lift my arm, and I can still lift my arm. Thank you, Lord.
That's actually quite easy to
do. Yeah. It's like 90% better,
you know?
Uh-huh. And, also, I wanted to tell of some of the good side effects of your treatment. Okay. One of them is, you would never believe this about me probably, Dr. Tong, but I have had road rage.
Oh, is that road rage?
Oh.
And now I feel so calm. I just feel so calm.
That's wonderful.
When I leave your office, I have to go, you know, drive home about 45 minutes, and as I'm on the freeway, I don't have to get in the fast lane now. I just stay in the right lane and the slow lane, and I just mosey on home, and I just enjoy my drive home.
Incredible.
You know, it really is. It's so true. It's just given me such a calmness in my spirit,
mm-hmm.
and I feel like my soul is smiling.
Fantastic.
I was telling my husband how I feel, and I feel like I'm so connected.
Yes.
To the universe. I mean, that sounds so metaphysical.
Your true self, this is actually what's happening. It's not a metaphysical. This is actually what we are doing, connecting the true soul back to this mechanical body that we see.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Yeah, you know yourself.
Yes.
It's amazing, yes.
It is actually what's happening.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
It is.
Yes.
I feel like I'm just so connected with everything around me. I can't explain it. I'm a part of it, and it's a part of me. And
fantastic. That's how it actually works. Yes. Yeah, you're part of everything. Yes.
But I'm a Christian. You know, I'm not a New Ager or anything. But I feel this. I just feel this awareness, and I feel just such a love.
Yes.
Such a love, and you know I feel a love because I just hug you all the time.
Yes.
So grateful to you.
Your original soul knows no polarity, only knows love. The human soul, the human mind is what give love, hatred, bad, good, and stuff like this. Okay? Mm-hmm. So when you're discovering something new, that's always been true. Yeah, so...
So basically, the lymphoma, is that what you had?
Lipoma.
Lipoma
on the side of my leg. I have another tumor in the pubic area that Dr. Tom has worked on also, which has totally gone down.
Okay.
We're still working on that a little bit, but it's totally gone down. I have no swelling in my leg.
That's good.
You know?
And you're still not hot or cold or like you were before, right?
No, I didn't even got.
Yeah, but
any hot flashes. I never have any hot flashes.
Yes.
And it's wonderful.
Fantastic.
All right, thank you so much for calling in today.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes. See you soon.
Okay, yeah. Bye-bye. You're listening to Freedom from Pain programs with Dr. Tong. If you just heard that story, that was Sherry. She had a lymphoma in her leg, which has shrunk down about 90%. She can lift her arm. She's had energy. The candida she had in her stomach, it's shrunk. It's gone. It's virtually gone. Call today for an appointment, 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Okay, our guest today is Phil. Let's talk to him.
Yes.
Actually, okay. Good morning, Phil. Oops, sorry. Wrong line. Phil. Hello?
Hello. Hi,
Phil.
Yeah, this Dr. Tong?
Yes.
How are you doing, Dr. Tong?
Well, I want to summarize this is actually the father of the father of Little Philip. Little Philip came to me with problem with seizures, petit mal seizure, but he lost response all the time. Why don't you kind of recap what happened to him before you saw me?
Okay, Dr. Tong, it's been going on for probably a year and a half, 2 years. We noticed that Philip was having seizures, and they just started multiplying. And at one point, Philip was probably having, I would say, anywhere from 30 to 40 seizures a day. Seizures were noticed by his eyes going half-mask and him blacking out pretty much for about 30 seconds and then snapping out of it and not really recalling what he was doing before that happened.
So he has 30 to 40 per day.
Yeah, per day. Well, actually, we took him to get an EEG, and we visibly saw, in that time frame, we visibly saw two, but they told us on the EEG that he had close to 10 in a 5-10 minute period. So
During the first visit, he had actually a lot more. He just had come in and out of it.
Yes, very much so. Mm-hmm. And so we did what every person in today's society thinks they have to do. We took him to a neurologist. The neurologist, their first thing is to put him on medication. Well, we went through 8 different medications, and that did nothing. It more or less turned him into a zombie.
Mm-hmm.
And when the 8 didn't work, they decided they wanted to double him up.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
What did you guys want to do?
What?
What did you want to do?
Well, I wanted to try out. I mean, it's nothing worse than seeing your son having a seizure and there's nothing you can do. I was at my wit's end. I really didn't know what to do. We took him to the so-called specialist, world-renowned specialist at UCLA. They wanted to do everything from a radical diet to almost starvation to putting implants underneath his skin to help control these seizures. And I did not want to have any part of that.
Good for you. You're wise.
My mom, who has been persistent at trying to find a cure for my son, and I give her all the credit for this, and she found Dr. Tong, and so we said, you know, what the heck, let's give it a shot.
More than one shot.
Dr. Tong said that he could cure him in the first couple of visits. I was pretty optimistic about that.
No, I didn't say that. I said I can cure him eventually because I knew a little child would not take my shots.
Yeah.
But that's not really easy, yeah.
When we were going to the neurologist and put him on his medication, the big side effect was kidney damage, so Philip would have to go in there every 2 weeks to get a blood test. And my son, just the sight of a needle freaks him out.
Yes.
You know that, Dr.
He's a very cute kid. I gotta say that. Very adorable. I'm telling you.
Yeah,
I feel sorry for you because seeing a son like this and don't know what to do actually probably devastated both of you, I guess.
Oh, yeah, it brought me into a depression. And needless to say, Dr. Tom has cured my son. We put him on homeopathic vitamins, and then we used the Biomed, the magnets.
Magnets.
He's sleeping on a magnet bed, and he's doing.
He does not have any seizure now.
Pardon?
He does not have any seizure now, right?
Well, we see just a little flicker. It's nothing like what it was before, but it just keeps getting better and better. They were going to hold him back in school, and because he's doing so well now that they're not going to hold him back. You basically cured my son, and I thank you for that.
You're welcome. Let me explain to you what I do during the treatment. I use auricular therapy and massage. For little kids, massaging the meridian and can open it up. They are much more responsive.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same treatment that I use on little Katie, Tammy's daughter, that the one with the genetic disorder that so attention deficit and aggressive.
Yeah, they don't like needles.
One of the here's a pretty appropriate moment to teach something on nutrition. Most today's kids with ADD are eating too much refined sugar and refined carbohydrate. Kids have a condition the Chinese call, all kids do, just normal, yin deficiency. They do not know how to calm themselves. They have yang excess. That's why they're hyperactive all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's normal in a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And today's psychiatrists are over-labeling all these kids because they want to drug them. And to the listeners, if you have a kid like this, I would advise you to seek a doctor that really knows better. Once you get a label ADD on your kid, you are required by the law to medicate your kids, or you're likely to be labeled a child abuse, and the court will order you and force you to drug your kids.
And a lot of it has to do with diet.
That is terrible. So I gotta give Philip and your wife the credit that you have been keeping your son on a very good diet, and that's one of the most important things to help, especially when I cannot give any injection and acupuncture to him.
Yes, he has been, and before when he was on this medication, he'd have to have maybe one or two naps a day.
Yes.
Now that he's been treated by Dr. Tong, it's like I gotta get him to go to sleep by 10 o'clock at night.
How was his diet before he came to see Dr. Tong?
Well, it was consistent of sugars. He really wasn't a sugar lover, but he was taking, you know, he was drinking the juices that had sugars in it.
Right.
Dr. Tong advised us to go all natural. We tried to get him to drink the tea, which was kind of hard for an 8-year-old. But
ice cream.
He did that for a while. So basically, he cured him at with just a percentage of his type of treatment.
Mm-hmm.
He, like I said, if he was able to take the needles,
he
would have been cured a lot quicker. But I mean, 2 months he did it. As far as I'm concerned, he's a miracle doctor.
Thanks. Is there new Philip Doyle? Can you say something?
I tried to get him to do that. I bought him a toy to tell him to do it, but you know,
I just love him. He's just so good. Yes.
Can I say something?
Sure.
You have a great bedside manner. I mean,
thank you.
The way you handle my son, and I know he doesn't like to go to the doctor, but once he gets in there,
he's like my friend.
He's laughing.
Yes.
You guys are like best buddies, and
yes.
And that's a big part of it when you're dealing with a
Yes,
the doctor's office. But they don't want to go because I know he used to hate going to a neurologist because he knew that after that he'd have to go have a blood test. And let me tell you, I couldn't even hold him down. I weighed 120 pounds. Saw that Neil coming in for a blood test. It just freaked him out. What you've done for him is just. And before I forget, I'd like to thank my mom for finding you because I know her persistence paid off. And now she has a grandson that's better.
That's normal.
He's a great kid.
Yeah, he's a great kid.
And he loves our fish, too.
Oh, yeah, he does. He likes the new fish, too. And, you know, I recommend to anybody that does have a child that is going through seizures, you have to see Dr. Tong because we tried everything, and we didn't know which way to go. We had no appointment with a neurologist at UCI, but we canceled it after we went and saw Dr. Tong. And with my persistence and my mom's persistence to have him keep going, it has paid off in dramatic fashion.
Great.
Well, Phil, thank you so much for taking us on the show story.
Yeah, it's a wonderful story.
If you want, I can give you an update, but like I said, he's pretty much cured right now.
Yes.
Maybe we'll have him on the phone next time.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Thank you. Bye-bye. You're listening to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yi Wing Tong, MD. And you just heard that story. That was Phil talking about his little son, Philip, 8-year-old Philip, who had 30 to 40 seizures per day. Philip is virtually cured of it. He has maybe occasional flickers.
No, he doesn't, really. Just an eyelid flicker. He never lose any response.
And he's doing better in school. He's much better. We actually have a call from Philip's grandmother. I think we can talk to her. Hello, Marie.
Hello, Elaine.
Hi, Marie.
Hi, Dr. Tong.
How are you?
Oh, I'd love to talk to you.
You're finally vindicated.
I tell you, you're a miracle worker. Every night that I go to my church, we all pray for you to God give you the wisdom which you have done for my grandson.
Thank you.
You are you're unbelievable.
Thank you. I just want to thank you again and again. Thank you. So are you. You have the wisdom.
You have the wisdom and the courage to
go. God made my life see your ad in the paper.
Yes.
He directed me to you. And I was under so much torment with little Philip because I love all my grandchildren.
Yes.
Right now, I felt like Philip needed my extra love.
Yes.
Well, he has it, and he's doing much better.
Oh, it's wonderful. God bless you, Dr. Tong.
Yes, I remember in the beginning, you did have to struggle a little bit with your son and your daughter and all of that. But now, actually, now you're pretty right.
Now it's fine. My son, I guess he's going to thank me for it because I had gotten four other doctors, and somehow they wanted to try you first, and you're the miracle worker.
Fantastic, yes.
So, Dr. Tong, I'll be talking to you pretty soon, and I can't thank you enough. I really can't. But I'll include you in my prayers every night, okay?
Thank you, Marie.
Dr. Tong. I'll be talking to you real soon.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yi Ming Tong, MD. Call today for an appointment, 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Okay, we've got a caller, Jerry. Hello, Jerry?
Hello.
Hi, thanks for waiting.
Hi. Okay, thank you.
Yes.
My wife heard your program last week.
Yes.
And she encouraged me to call you today and talk a little bit about a list of ailments that I have.
Okay.
I have bad arthritis in the back of my neck. I have asthma. I have prostate cancer that they're treating. And last September, they found cancer in my right kidney, and I had an operation, and they removed my right kidney. Now, all these ailments I've had for a while, the prostate cancer for about a year and a half, and asthma for 18 years, and arthritis for 15 years, and I was wondering, wanted to hear a brief discussion as to, can you do anything for all those ailments?
Absolutely. How old are you?
I'm 74.
And how much medication are you on?
Well, for the asthma, I'm on prednisone 5 milligrams every other day.
Yes.
for the arthritis, all I do is take the Celebrex.
Okay.
Once or twice a day.
Yes.
Nothing for the kidney, of course. And the prostate cancer, I take a Lupron shot.
Yes.
But, on hormones.
Okay, let me cut it short so I save you some time. Everything you're receiving from conventional treatment is wrong. It's wrong. It's doing more harm to you than any good. Number one, you cannot cure a problem in the system by giving the system something it never uses.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody uses Lupron, Celebrex, and stuff like that.
It's not in your body.
You're not in a diet.
Yeah.
You're not in a normal diet. A normal person will not take it. Okay? If your car had trouble and I put Coca-Cola in your engine, that's not going to help.
you
laugh. That's what. And besides, they are not putting Coca-Cola. They're putting something damaging to your body. Okay, so how much your body can heal depends on how much energy you have. You heard the story. And the more garbage, the more toxin you put in your body, the less able the body is going to heal itself. My treatment does not cure. My treatment enhance the innate healing power. All the symptoms, arthritis, asthma, prostate cancer, kidney cancer, and so forth, are only symptoms of the underlying problem in your whole body. You have to be treated totally.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just one symptom at a time. You cannot treat one symptom using something that helps the symptom temporarily,
and causes other symptoms.
It damages your whole system.
Mm-hmm.
If the plumber comes and fix your plumbing and ruin your electricity, okay, you're not going to pay him. Doctors should be held accountable for the damage they do to the patient. I mean, eventually, people are going to discover this. I mean, this sounds like an astounding thing, but the public have just been too gullible and misled.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry, why don't I give you our number to the office?
All right.
It's 714.
Okay.
556-8664-8664.
All right.
And you can call for an appointment. They can tell you all about the insurance and all the things like that. Dr. Chong can help you.
Does it take, is there an evaluation period, or is there anything like that?
Yes, the first time I spent about 2 hours talk to you and explain everything that caused the problem, the diet, and your past, the stress, and tell you exactly why all this happened, you know.
See.
And then you decide to get a treatment, then we give you treatment. Usually take about 2 hours.
Oh, I see. All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling in.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, our guest Valerie, they canceled from England, so we'll try and get her on next time.
Because we ran out of time. Valerie is a patient that was hooked onto Xanax and other benzodiazepine, and she's better even after three treatments.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be able to talk to her.
Yeah, she came all the way from England.
Yeah. Well, I hope you enjoyed our show today. If it is your first time, listen to previous shows on our website, www.drtong.com, under the radio show heading on the left column. You will find case histories proving that most, if not all, chronic degenerative ailments can be cured, such as athletic injuries, depression, asthma, allergies, sinus problems, colitis, irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's disease. In fact, any degenerative ailment that you have can be cured. If you have any questions, you can call Dr. Tong during the week for a free phone consultation. But if you make an appointment today before 2, you will get a free gift. Call us now at 714-556-8664. Again, if you call before 2, you'll receive a free gift for an appointment, of course. Next week, we'll have more exciting cases to share with you. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Call today before 2, 714-556-8664. You can choose between 3 different free gifts. Next week, we'll have more exciting cases to share with you. Join us next Saturday at 11:30 a.m. on KBright, AM 740. You remain saying goodbye and have a great weekend.